The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack hitter. This is real.
Hey, yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey, yo, go on, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go, here you go, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that?
Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. Word is born.
Yo, what it say, kid?
What up, kid? I know this is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Big off black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake, too. Off with the biggest. From that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got us in the dome piece? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach is bugged. Plus little Rob is selling guns on a dime, hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up with Cormega? Did you see him or y'all together? If sold and hold a fort down, represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love, one love.
Stay strong. Out in New York, the same this shit is going on. The crackhead stalking, loud mouths is talking. Ho, check out the story yesterday when I was walking. Then he get shot last year, try to appear like he hurt something. Word to mother, heard him fronting, and he be pumping on your block. Your man gave him your out, and now they run together. What up, son? Whatever. Since I'm on the streets, I'ma put it to a cease. But I heard you blew it in there with an ox for the phone piece. Wildin' on the Allen, but now with Elmira, better chill, cause the niggas will put that inside fire. Last time you wrote, you said they tried you in the showers, but maintain when you come home, the corner's ours on the rails. All these crabs are getting know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. But chill, see you on the next VI. I gave you my Duke's loop for kicks, plus sent your flicks. Your brother's buck wildin' in Fort Maine. He wrote me, he might be this case, silly. Come home, I'm playing low key. So stay civilized, time flies, no incarcerated, your mind dies. I hate it when your mom's cries, it kinda makes me wanna murder. For real, I even got a mask and gloves to bust. For one love,
one love, one love, one love, one love.
With a boot sack, minds in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. Off the school lecture, the lies get me vexed up. So I be ghost for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting L's while I'm sleeping. A 2-day stay, you may say I need a time alone to relax my dome. No phone left and then I'm home. You see, the streets had me stressed, something terrible. Fucking with the corners, have a again up in Bellevue at HDM. Hit with numbers from 8 to 10. A future in a maximum state pen. It's grim, so I comes back home, nobody's out with Shorty Doo-Wop. Rolling two Phillies together in the bridge, we call them Oops. He said, Nas, look at this Kobe busting off the roof. So I wear a bulletproof, a bag of black souvenirs. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was sleep. Started coughing when I peeked to watch me speak. I sat back like the Mac, my army suit was black. We was chilling on these listings where he pumped his loose cracks. I took the L when he passed it. This little bastard keeps me blasted and starts talking madish. I had to school him, told him don't listen and fool him. Cause when the boots explode, the one that's murder be the cool one. Tough luck was against a struck family's oaked up. Could have caught your man but didn't look when you bucked up. Mistakes happen, so take heed. Devil bust up at the crowd, catch him solo, make the right man bleed. Shorty's laugh was cold-blooded as he spoke so foul. Only 12 trying to tell me that he liked my style. Then I rose, wiping up snow's ass from my clothes, then froze only to blow the earth smoke through my nose and told my little man I'm a ghost. I bros left some jewels in his skull that he could sell if he chose. Words of wisdom from Nas, try to rise up above. Keep an eye y'all for Jake Shorty Wop. One love.
One love, one love, one love, one love, one love.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome. Welcome back to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're going to celebrate one of the greats tonight. None other than Nasir Jones, a.k.a. Nas, Nas Escobar, the NAS, for many the GOAT of hip-hop. The debate will continue. It didn't just start tonight. Many have debated who the best rapper of all time is or was. Some have passed on. Many have put all their eggs in different baskets, whether it was Tupac, you know, a lot of Biggie fans.
Camera saw.
A lot of Drake fans of the new era. But there is only one Nasir Jones, one Nas. We're going to celebrate him tonight. We're going to be playing full tracks, enjoying the amazing catalog. For folks who don't know, Nasir Jones was born September 14th, 1973. That was off of his first album.
Yes. Like
30 years ago. That is still jamming. And you're going to get your Diddy Bop to that today, 30 years later. Produced by none other than Q-Tip. That was a super produced album in terms of the folks who showed up to give love to this young dude who emerged out of Queens named Nasir Jones, a.k.a. Nas. And here we are. I think Nas has produced maybe 4 or 5 albums in the last 6, 7 years. Still doing it. Still cold-blooded, lyrical assassin. For those of you who think there are others out there who may have bested Nas, I will remind you of the Ether. The Ether established as one of the best diss tracks, one of the best battle tracks in response to shots taken by Jay-Z. Yeah, we all know about No Vaseline, or maybe the old heads know about that with Ice Cube, but taking shots at N.W.A. once he left the group. But still, the Ether stands alone as arguably one of the best diss tracks of all time. So anyway, happy birthday, Nas. I know it was yesterday. I hope you celebrated it well in your Virgo style. So we're going to raise you up today. Because there's a lot of other things that are going on in our society that are really hard to raise up. Even my beloved Vikings, who fell last night in a real poor showing after a great comeback win a week ago. I don't know how much we're going to talk about that. We got to lift up the Lynx, right, as they go into battle. Let's see how far they can get in their playoff run. So we might talk a little bit of sports, but welcome Twin Cities to another episode, Beats, Rhymes, and Demography. Seems like it's been a minute. I know we've been lacing up some music only shows, but we decided to show up in studio today and do it right. We got my man 50 Grand, B Buckner, AKA the Don Data, in the Zoom sphere, And then of course we got none other than the lovely L Boogie joining me in studio. What's up, L Boog?
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
What's going on, people? What's going on?
We just trying to hold it down, man.
Trying to stay positive.
That's right.
Y'all doing more than holding it down, man. I miss y'all.
Mm. Ditto.
We ain't seen each other in a minute. And,
it's been a minute.
You know, it feels like like we've had a summer vacation.
I wish.
You know, y'all have been traveling, you know, y'all been on the war tour, so all good there. Mm-hmm. But a lot is going on in the world, and let's be kind to each other and figure out how we're gonna get through. How many more months is this left? Aww. How many more years?
Carry to 7 minus divide by 3. Too long. That would be
just a lot.
That would be my calculation.
So,
way
you know,
too long. We ain't even a year in.
No.
You know?
And you know what happens when it's a lot? Time goes so much slower when there's a lot.
You're right, though. You're right, L. For real. For real. It does. When things are not going well, the clock does not move quick.
Man, I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching more TV than I have in a long time, just to escape reality.
That's all right. I mean,
yeah, but I watch murder shows and murder mysteries and Lost but Never Found, and
depends on what you're watching, though. I mean, exactly. Are you watching shows like Only Murders in the Building? I mean, great show.
Great show.
Hilarious.
Didn't win any Emmy Awards, though, did it?
They were running the table a couple years ago. So, you know, you got to spread the wealth.
True, true. Did you watch the Emmys, speaking of?
Emmys. Something we want to talk about.
A touch.
I was trying to watch that football game, and then the offense didn't show up. Defense, shout out to the defense. I don't care what nobody says. What the defense did yesterday was almost masterful with the short fields and everything else. And then the irony of all ironies, it's the kicker that we had last year that busted us up.
Oh, 12 points off. I mean, if you had
15.
That kicker. Was it 15 points off?
It's
off field
15.
Goals? If you had that kicker on your fantasy football team, you are.
No, I have Brandon Aubrey.
Oh.
You know, Aubrey gave me 22 points.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We could talk fantasy football. I think I'm close to winning in one league and then showing poorly. Your league, Mr. Buckner.
Yeah,
it would be a good idea to tell you to run that back, that league, because every time
you were the inspiration.
I was the inspiration, and now I am not inspired by my team. There's a lot. Yeah, well, you know, that's what the Vikings said. That's what Coach Kevin O'Connell saying today. Hey, shout out to the Vikes. We are Vikings fans. We're happy the season started. It's been a rough, rocky road, rocky start.
We played two good quarters. That's what we've done. Two quarters.
I thought it was just one. What's the other one you're talking about?
I thought defensively, I mean, you want to cobble it all together. They played again. Shout out to our guy, Brian Flores.
Best non
head coach in the league. Because, I mean, he basically was playing with a bunch of YMCA players yesterday and still was locking them down.
Let's put it in perspective. Now, this team, supposedly, there were some things that they had done that left many of us excited about the season. One was addressing the offensive line, and two was beefing up the defense. The defense, on the defensive side of things, They got some injuries.
They got mad injuries. And they got more yesterday.
I talked to my cousin. Okay, so I guess we are taking a deep dive with the Vikes today. I talked to my cousin, and I do want J.J. McCarthy to succeed. What he did last week against Chicago was pretty special for a young man, for something to just click. And again, it's in Chicago, but it's in Soldier Field, a tough place to play in. And he was able to do some things that were kind of magical. Then he had a kid midweek. A lot of amazing, his first child, so I believe, right? So a lot of stuff going on for this young guy who's only 22 years old, right? Just a youngster. And then, of course, you know, it all came back crashing to earth. And clearly, the Falcons, now they have tape on him, you know, checked out his tendencies and decided to mount a very aggressive, blitz-heavy package that he had some trouble handling, you know?
So, again, let's remind ourselves that the offensive line has been hit with the injury bug, not just the left tackle with Darrishaw. The center went down yesterday. I think one other was actually out at one point as well.
It felt like the whole line at
one point or another was saying, I'm not feeling this one today. But you did hear breaking news that his ankle is now bad. And so that means we're going to go back to the future with some Carson Wentz.
Interestingly enough, because we were hearing mixed reviews coming out of camp Right. Mm-hmm. With JJ. I mean, there was a lot of excitement, but there was a lot of speculation. And because there wasn't a real solid vet in the background to back him up, should things go south or go wrong, you know, I think there was a lot of nervousness. When I heard that Carson Wentz was on the team, I had a sigh of relief. Now, I had this conversation, I had a debate with my cousin. Okay. I was like, yo, man, hey, you know, Carson, you know, in case this thing goes wrong. And he was pretty set on J.J. McCarthy, you know, being able to get it done. And I think we were both pleasantly surprised at the outcome last week. And then, of course, you know, now reality has set in, or at least game two for a young man who had a lot of success in his career, collegiate career, you know, Chicago guy, of course, to show
don't
up
count.
In Chicago.
Yeah, don't count.
Is important.
Don't count.
But I am glad that, you know, while he has time to figure things out and heal up a little bit, because, you know, I'm sure the speed of the game clearly was impacting him. Three turnovers yesterday just with JJ alone. And now we'll bring in a, you know, someone who has proven that he can play the game at this level, even though he hasn't always been successful. So we can look forward to that, you know? Hey.
He looked 16 yesterday.
He looked 12.
He looks.
I think he looked 12.
Okay. I wasn't trying to go all the way there.
Pee-wee Pop know. Warner, you know, looked like a fifth grader.
I mean, he's thrown some bad passes in these eight quarters. And we have to remind ourselves, it's been eight quarters, you know, compared to Michael Penix, who, again, that was my favorite coming out of the draft last year. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have picked him up, the lefty.
2 years ago.
Yeah, two years ago, right? Lefty from Indiana and Washington, a little more mature. He's older and had played a lot more ball in those schools and had shown that he can actually get a lot of things done on his own and not play, you know, play action passing, that now all of a sudden, you know, now we're just going to have to go back to the drawing board, but also can we heal up is the question. Can we get healthy and can we get focused and kind of move on from that standpoint? I still think this is a 11-win, 12-win team in a very difficult schedule and a very difficult division. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm looking at Daniel Jones all of a sudden turn into name your favorite quarterback from a football movie.
Yeah, he was, you know, here. Like, he never was given a chance. Not one game.
Never got the chance. And we had him for, I think we had him for league minimum at one point. So it wasn't like that was the money thing.
Interesting.
You see what Sam Darnold's doing still. You know, Seattle goes to where were they yesterday and pull off a win. So they're 2-0. Who else did we have in the camp? You know, funny enough, probably, you know, the quarterback that we needed yesterday was sitting on the Atlanta sideline, which was hilarious. And so you got all this. I mean, let's not hit the panic button. Will we win the next couple games? Yes, I do believe so. I think Carson Wentz, if he's up to speed with everything, we're going to be fine. But, you know, we're at that point right now is the season's still young. It still feels like summer. It's still going to be hot, fall, summer, in Minnesota, and we're going to be okay. We're going to make the playoffs still.
Well, that
because I'm delusional.
That was very courageous statement there. Hey, at the end of the day, we're still 1-1. Okay,
we're 1-1.
Two, you know, third game. Who's the next opponent? I haven't checked the schedule.
I'm just going to do, you know, in the words of The Rock, it doesn't matter. We're going to win.
El Boog, now that you've heard our rant,
you had to get that out of our system.
No, El Boog is smarter than both of us because she saw that it was tanking and just said, I think I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to watch this game tonight. You know, I had a long weekend, and so I'm not.
Yeah, it was bedtime.
It was bedtime. So
they played the Bengals.
I'm not.
They played the Bengals. So it could be.
So they
with,
could win.
You know, with Joe would have broke toe. You know, hey.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah, I know. He did a lot of good work for me last year. on my fantasy football team. I think there are a lot of folks that if you were betting on Joe, you might have some buyer's remorse because he is injured.
I mean,
so
he's hurt.
Turf toe is not. That's a bad thing. To have. I mean, they usually don't even call it out as turf toe unless it's really bad.
What is turf toe? That sounds gross.
That sounds bad.
QB, can you explain to the listeners and El Boog what turf toe is?
It's a bad toe.
it sounds gross.
It has to do with like your toe kind of gets pulled, the skin, and the toenail. It's kind of related to your toenail, right?
It's not a fun thing to have. And think about, you know,
common injury.
Go
ahead.
It's a very common injury. You press down on it and it is excruciating pain. I have never had it, but I've had a couple of fellow partners, friends on the team have it. And I've never heard some people scream, you know, off of a toe. And then you start looking, I'm like, Hey player, you okay? You know, I mean, you know, you okay? And no, they're not. They're not okay. And you know, just get that person a shot, and you know, let them walk off to the sideline and just keep off your feet because it hurts.
True.
It hurts.
Everything I've heard about turf toe is very owl related.
Owl.
Yeah, and it's
ET says owl.
Yeah, it was really it was interesting about turf toe. We're gonna take a music break here in a second, but it was really interesting about turf toes. I think it was much more common back in the day. Still a common injury in football. Maybe has to do with just the herc and jerk
the services
nature.
The surfaces are much better. You know, back in the day, they used to basically play on cement that had a green covered carpet, and they used to call it.
They used to call it what?
Used to call it a carpet. Remember
carpet?
So,
yeah.
It sounds gross. Either way. It sounds gross. Still.
All right.
It's a big spring. Think of it as a big spring.
Yes.
So he's out.
He'll be out, and it's one of those things
three
that lingers.
Months.
Yeah, it's one of those things that lingers, especially if it's real bad. So, speedy recovery to Joe Burrow. Twin Cities, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. We'll be right back, y'all.
Is the hot spot full of mad criminals who don't care, nuzzling beers, we all stare at the out-of-towners, they better break north before we get the 4-pounders, and take their face off, the streets is filled with undercovers, homicide chasing brothers, the D's on the roof trying to watch us and knock us, the killer coppers, even come through in helicopters, I drink a little vodka, spark a L and hold a copper, the fronters, wanna be ill, niggas and spot runners, thinking it can't happen till I trap them and clip them and leave them done, won't even run about guards, I don't believe none of that, this shit, facts are backwards. Nas is a rebel of the street corner, pulling an esk out the dresser. Police got me under pressure. Represent. Yo, they call me Nas, I'm not your legal type of fella. My wet drinking, I'm where I am, smoking street dweller. Who's always on the corner, rolling up blessed. When I dress, there's never nothing less than guests. Kobe walking with a bop in my hat turned back. Love committing sins in my friend's cell crack. This fucking raps with a razor, keep it under my tongue. The school dropout, never liked it, bitch, from day one. Cause life ain't this shit, stress, fake niggas and crabs, guts. So I guzzle my hand and see why pulling on maps. I'm the brutalizer, brutalizer, accelerator. The type of nigga who be pissing in your elevator. Somehow the rap game reminds me of the every game. Used to sport valleys and
support for KFAI comes from the Parkway Theater, presenting Chastity Brown, Friday, September 26th. Chastity Brown returns to the Parkway with her latest release, Sing to the Walls, an album that mines the roots of Americana, folk, and soul, but delivers them in a modern manner. Chastity Brown channels folk sensibilities and traditions, but gives them a voice with a timely twist. More information about Chastity Brown at the Parkway is available at theparkwaytheater.com.
Streets where killers that walk like Pistol Pete and Pappy Mason gave the young boys admiration. Prince from Queens and Fritz from Harlem, street legends. The drugs kept the hood from starving. Pushing cars, Nicky Barnes was the 70s, but there's a long list of high-profile celebrities. Worldwide on the thorough side of things, live as kings. Some died, one guy, one time, one day, grasp me. As I'm about to blast heat, 40 side of burning, I turn well, he asks me. What you up to? The cops gon' bust you. I was a teen, drunk or brew. Stumbled, I wondered if God sent him. Cause two squad cars entered the block and looked at us. I ain't flinched when they watched. I took it upstairs, the bathroom mirror. Brushed my hair, staring at a young disciple. I almost gave my life to what the dice do. Yeah, man, throwing them bones. Hoping my ace get his case thrown. His girl ain't wait for him. She in the world straight hoeing. Why he looking at centerfolds? The pretty girls showing they little. Gangsters don't die, he's living proof. The DA who tried him was lying. The white dude killed his mother during the case. Hung jury, now the DA is being replaced. Pre-trial hearing is over, it's real for the soldier. Walks in the courtroom, the look in his eyes is wild. Triple homicide, I sit in the back aisle. I wanna crack a smile when I see him. Throw up a fist for black power, cause all we want is his freedom. He grab a court officer's gun and start a squeezing. Then he grabbed the judge, screams out, nobody leaving, everybody.
Get down, get down.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy with Nasty Nas. Playing a part of his lengthy catalog, which covers, spans decades, still at the top of his game. Lethal Assassin as a lyricist. Nasty Nas, Nas Escobar. Again, happy birthday. One of my favorite MCs, if not my favorite MC, is in my top. I actually won mostly in the one spot, 1-2 every now and then. I'm with Rakim just because Rakim kind of created Nas on some levels by just changing the game and restructuring the way people went about their lyricism, you know, really making it a different kind of art form. So, but if you look at the catalog, if you look at the content, if you look at the battles, Nas stands alone amongst many as that one dude. So anyway.
He's one of the greats.
Represent. He is.
For sure. Simple as that. Oh, I forgot to apologize to L Boog, but I apologize, L. For whooping your tail this week. Sorry.
Man, I learned.
Shots fired.
I was sitting on the couch next to JSC. I was like, man, I ain't never reading those fantasy football guy experts again. They did me wrong this week.
Don't read.
They will read. They will get
they
you
did
in
me
trouble.
Wrong.
They will get you in trouble. I definitely have lost a few.
Man,
listen to those talking heads. That's probably how folks feel about us. We talking heads, right?
But, well,
at least we got beats, though. The beats is real, so you know.
The beats are real, and you know. We'll get you right. Our research is better than yours.
I mean,
but
sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Sure. I still have CJ Stroud in right now. He scored me some 8 points.
Okay. He got 8 points. Yeah, I know.
I have a 7% chance of beating you.
This feast or famine.
Because my Brock Purdy has toe turf. Turf toe.
He
whatever
got turf
that
toe.
Is.
Turf toe.
Yep.
Wow.
So yeah. He's not in next week either.
So I did the big dummy move. You know, it happens every now and then to the best of us. Mm-hmm. Where you draft a top player and you don't get a lot out of him game one, so you decide, I'm gonna switch this up a little. I did that, mm-hmm. And Malik Nabers, in a high a shootout between the Giants and the Cowboys, where Russell Wilson was dropping bombs to Malik's neighbors, right? While he was sitting on my bench, and he scored like 38 points, and I think I lost by 12. So clearly,
the course.
Yes, yeah. It is. It is. You know, fantasy. The thing about fantasy football for those folks out there, if you haven't ventured into the space, is it a mess with your mental? Because you know, it will get caught up in believing. In false prophets, and they will leave you lacking on the scoreboard for sure.
Yeah, your Taylor. You know, I was proud of Chase. I have Chase for my wide receiver, and I looked down, I saw Taylor, 37 points.
I think it's rigged, though. And what's the name of our league again, Mr. Buckner?
That'll be Northern Stars.
Northside Bucks? Is it Northern Stars? That's what it's called? Okay. Northside Bucks is called Northern Stars. That's your squad. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was one of them questionable commissioner situations going down. I'm just kidding. I've had fun. My struggle with our league is that I think there are too many teams, and I think we have too few players. So, you know, we only got 14 players. There's some leagues I'm playing where you have 16 players or 15 and 10-team leagues. You know, if you get a bad draft in our league, you're kind of stuck because there's not a lot of talent out there.
You could
pick up a couple things, but it's hard to rebuild your team the way you might be able to in a 10-team league, the other league that we play in.
Well,
just saying. I'm not complaining. Exactly. It's only two games in. I like the Vikings.
It gives us a chance to connect with each other, and we use this for the kicks, giggles, and relationships. So, and to keep saying, that's all. But, yeah.
So you got, Elbug took an L.
Man. Not yet.
Not yet. She got 7% chance. 6% now.
In the fantasy football.
There's always a chance.
In the fantasy football world, 7% chance is not.
Hey, listen here.
It's
6%.
You got to have faith.
And on my other team, my other team, Allen, man, out of any week to not show up. Come on, man. I got Mayfield on the bench, who's probably going to do well. So I'm not listening to those experts again. Poo on them. What do they get paid for?
Don't do it.
Did you say poo?
Yeah.
Poo.
I've been hanging out with you too much. Mm-hmm. Poo on them.
I feel you.
But I like fantasy football. I like the gaming of it. I like trying to figure it all out. I did all kinds of research and I was prepared for the draft with yours. My big old fingers accidentally clicked on somebody I didn't mean to because I was a back-to-back pick. And I was like, man, how did I end up with like a running back at like 300? Ranked 300. So I had to trade real quick.
But I
have fun.
Again,
I like doing it.
Speaking with my concerns with this league that we play in, what's it called? Northside. What again?
It's called the North Stars. You ain't gonna win that much.
North Stars. So here's something crazy. All right, I'm in two leagues. One league, I did some research. I had a little technical difficulty as I was a commissioner, so I was trying to get everything together. But I picked all my players, and I got a lot of players until I kind of had a brain freeze and had some technical issues. And I ended up, you know, going the wrong direction. But that team still stacked. And that's the one that I leaned in. But the rating that I got, because I picked players out of order, right? Their ranking, you know, that's how you'll get graded with Yahoo. If you get the same players that you might have got if you went in order of their ranking, you might get a higher ranking. Your draft may be graded higher. My draft was graded lower because I went up in a round to get a player I really wanted or a couple players, and I still ended up with a pretty good team. But I got a D-minus rating, right? And so in our league, because I've been skeptical of our commissioner from day one,
who happens to be my homeboy
and is on this show.
Don't worry about these things.
Well, here's the thing. I auto-drafted in that league, and I got a D-minus. And I'm like, how does that happen? How come I've never had the first pick in our league? How long have we been doing this league? I don't think I've had a pick.
You snake. I mean, that's all it is.
I don't think I've had a pick higher than like eight. in the 12-team league.
I don't think I've ever had a first pick.
But close, even a fourth pick, something where I could get something.
Hey, man.
Now, meanwhile, I got Malik Nabers. I talked about him earlier.
I had the first pick.
He was on. Did you?
I did.
How'd you get that? And hold on. How did that happen? How did that happen? It's her first year in the league, and she got the first pick.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong. Happy for me. I called him. I said, did you pick? Are you picking? He was driving. I'm like, oh.
I was. I had some work stuff.
I followed the formula, and I got an A-plus rating. I didn't follow the formula, and I got a D-plus rating in the other league.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See. So see those draft picks and grades mean nothing, because again, he has a 5% now? Because it should be going down a little bit more. 5% chance.
Is it
of 5%?
Winning. It was just two points drop. Is it six? Did it really drop a point?
CJ Stroud come through for me.
CJ Stroud. How many points are you down? Let's ask that question. And
it's 75-87 right now, and he's supposed to score me 21. And
okay, you still got someone playing tonight.
And B's only just McLaughlin. He's only supposed to get 6 points.
Well, McLaughlin is a receiver. Kicker.
He's a kicker. He's supposed to get 7 points total. So, you know, he might have 94.
So that's, is that Houston's kicker?
I just accidentally moved it.
Mr. Buckner, where's your kicker from?
Houston.
He's like, yeah,
who's
Houston.
My kicker?
Yeah, okay. He's Houston.
So your fortunes are kind of tied together, because the better your quarterback does, the better his kicker will do, even if it's just, I mean, unless they all score only touchdowns. Right. That would be the only, you know, but if they do well and they move the ball down the field, at some point they're going to likely to have to kick some field goals. So I hate when that happens.
The brilliance of fantasy football. We are mutually tied.
Yeah.
To this whole thing.
That's what happened to me week one in the other league. I think El Boog, you took a L. Did you lose to Marv as well?
Yes.
So I lost to the person who had the two players that I rolled with last year that got me in third place, and that was Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I don't know why. This is the other thing with fantasy football. When you play for a long time, you start doing dumb stuff, right? You overthink it. You overthink it. It's like, ooh, I'm gonna go completely different this year. And then you miss out on the opportunity, especially when you had success with something else, and then all of a sudden, you know, you end up with a Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry who've only gotten better, right? Now they're 2 years playing together. And you know, even though they lost that game against Buffalo, I mean, they did a lot of work from a fantasy football standpoint. That was 40 points they put up on the board. So, well, anyway.
Yeah,
trials and tribulations.
I'm relying on Ashton Gentry to pull through for me, but your cousin here, he's got McConkie. So, you know, Marv is still probably going to win.
Oh, that's you playing Marv in that league?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of cousins in that league that El Boog is playing. The whole Edwards crew of family, different names, but, you know, a couple Edwards up in there for sure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to point out to you is that this is how we stay sane during the fourth year of the current administration and everything else. Is it 4 years or has it been?
It's the fifth year, actually, right? If you take the four previous years and you add.
I wasn't counting. I was just dealing with this right now. I thought we sped ahead 4 years.
We got like 3 more years of turmoil.
Oh, we got 3 more
trials
years.
And tribulations. And, you know, we got to be careful because we can't say nothing. You know, people losing their jobs just for. You know?
Well, and, you know,
it's real out here. You know?
It's real in these hills.
The transformation to an authoritarian society. It's real.
Babe.
Yes, sir.
You can't. You know?
Before you wreck yourself.
I sent you all that one of my favorite podcasts by Ezra Klein. I sent you his podcast. I listened to it. I sent it. And then afterward, I was just sitting there. I'm like, well, I just feel depressed right now. So I don't know. You can listen to it. But he's really was just talking about what do Dems do? And on our way here, I asked, you know, we were doing our typical little debate on the way here. And I'm like, you know, Right now, the left, there's the target. Where's the middle voice? Where's the middle? Where's the moderate voice? Yeah, like where are they? Okay, you know, we got Amy. She's showing up here and there. But really, like, we kind of need some more voices out there. But according to Ezra, they're not agreeing. Jeffries versus Chuck. They're not agreeing on the strategy. Well, we need to hurry up and start agreeing.
Well, I mean,
the midterms will be here before you know it. To the point.
I mean, what's your strategy? Send a letter or scream at somebody? I mean, that's basically what that's what we're coming down.
They
to.
Got us beat. They got us beat in strategy. They do.
They got gavels. They have gavels. At the end of the day, I can say some Mickey Mouse stuff, and I'm still gonna win because why? I got a gavel.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
What the society has to understand is that elections have consequences. Those consequences is to be able to deal what you're dealing with. And if you're happy if you know it, clap your hands. That's all you got.
Well, that's all
you have right now.
You know, I can't hear you do that, Elba.
Oh, sorry.
I'll roll.
I decided I was getting stressed out, so I decided to roll the lid off.
Did she clap?
No, she's not like you. She didn't order a pizza in the middle of the show.
Oh, yum. But
hey, man, Pizza Man has not been by yet. We got to talk about that.
Mm. Ooh, are you on a diet?
I mean, we miss each other, man. We miss y'all. I mean, Pizza Man hasn't been on the show lately. It's the economy.
How's Isaiah? His game got canceled today.
Oh. So, I mean, we weren't able
was it,
to
was
go
it
out
heat? And, was it because of the heat?
No, the other team just didn't show up. Last minute, they said, nah, we ain't coming.
I remember that. I remember those days. They were scared of us. You know, I played for Powderhorn Park. On the south side.
But this is high school football, though.
Yeah.
This is high school. How you going to not show up for your high school games?
Yeah, true. True indeed. Is he in high school already? Dang.
He's in high school.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he was just a fifth grader, it seemed like. You know, but I guess pandemic, that's 5 years ago. So there you go.
Man, yesterday. For real. It was just yesterday.
Cray, cray. Does he still like sports? Wants to be a sports
He's now playing. This is his first actual organizing year.
Okay.
Tackle. He's playing, of all things, tackle.
Good for him. As someone who came up and played tackle football, you know, and I don't know, we didn't have the level of protection that folks have here, you know. I don't know how we survived not having helmets, riding bikes around, you know.
Different age group, man.
You know, Stranger Things, that show, that's set in like our era. I see nobody with a helmet on. You know, we all made it safe.
What's the helmet for?
I don't know. It seemed like it would be a weapon back in the day. You could throw it at somebody.
Were you planning on falling?
On your head? Was that the plan? Literally, you got a plan to fall on your head. You just don't fall on your head.
Folks popping willies, you know, going off the, you know, curbs and doing little kickstands and running across traffic.
The question is, do you have a cup? Because, you know, that's the injury. That's the real injury.
You're starting to cut out family trees at that point, man.
Clearly, we are having a therapeutic moment.
This is therapy.
Yes, we're trying to stay away from the problem areas, stay out of the poo-poo.
Can I continue to lint roll then? Because that's my de-stressor. That's my de-escalation.
Okay, let me turn your mic down a little bit because, you know, that rolling.
I start getting stressed out and I start rolling my shirt with some lint.
We feel you, KFAI family. We feel you.
We do.
And we're going to go through this therapy. But don't forget, we do have Minneapolis elections and St. Paul elections.
Minneapolis, yes. Another debacle.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that? It may not be known by many, but I am on the CRBC.
You admitted that.
Just full disclosure, and that's been very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. I'm gonna stick a pin. Put that for those of you who don't know what that is. I'm not telling you. So there you go.
I'm not your man. They don't need to know. Mm-mm. You know.
No reveal here.
They don't need to know. Yeah. They don't know NATO Jones. They don't know NATO.
It's so dramatic.
Drama.
That I decided to go to bed. I left him. I said, "Oh, sorry, babe. I tried to moral support." but you know, it's my bedtime again, and you can stay on that call. But you know, it's I'm not gonna say, you know, I think we have we're fortunate to have a lot of really good mayoral candidates. We do.
Yes,
so I will say
I would agree.
I will say And I just think, you know, we just need, and I said this from the very beginning, we need a better process. We need it to be more equitable. And I said that from the very beginning, because out of what, the three out of the four different delegate processes and conventions I've been a part of, I have been a part of some mix-up three of the four times.
Drama.
Like, for some reason, his name, we've been part of some sort of mix-up. Like, oh.
So much drama. And yeah.
So, you know.
It's kind of hard being sneaky and a double G.
And it's not on anyone in particular, but I'm just saying, we've been known that there was some challenges. So let's get it fixed. Let's have some equity. And let's figure out some solutions.
So much drama in MSP.
Because this hurts my heart that we can't just, you know, do this right and do this in a way where we're respectful to each other. And I know there's a history of disrespect and always. So I'm
dealing, my cathartic moment is playing more music.
I think so.
Because that time again, thank you for taking this time on this beautiful Monday evening to listen and tune in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're going to get back to the Beats and Rhymes parts of this show.
That's the happy side.
That's right. KFAI. Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
The unauthorized copy. Dedication to my children, my child, Destiny Jones. To my niece and nephews, Cherie, Malik, Jabari. The world is yours. Acknowledgements. First off, I want to thank God. And I want to thank everybody for helping me out with this. Couldn't do it without you. January 28, 1968. Born into this world, William Griffin the Great. Chapter 1, Wine Dance, Long Island. Scientific rhyming invented a new style when he met with Eric Barrier from East Elmhurst. The melody they created was the first. Burst on the scene, 1986, with Clap to This. 87 dropped a classic disc. The facts is the track list was like four. The vocals, the beats, according to Marley Marl. Recorded in my hometown, Queensbridge. That's why it's so relative. This biography was unauthorized. I spit it how it was given to Arthur Nye. William changed his name at 16 to Rakim Allah, cause Clarence 13 next had New York on lock. Guards on every block, jams in every park. I remember hearing Curtis Blow saying, it can't get better than this. To Run DMC blew my brains to bits. From leather boots to shell toes to the Stan Smiths to Dapper Dan kicks. First $1 million deal ever in rap. 18th letter did that. From 4th and Broadway to Uni to MCA. We followed the leader to Harlem's Apollo Theater. Supreme rap in the 50 that don't rap. Fort Greene, Queens, Strong Island, Wolfpack. Paid in full posse, Hot Day was on. And Ra had his firstborn. With the next line, I'ma be easy. His wisdom's name is Fifi. EPMD put a record out, was dope. Tension spread, and I quote, smack me and I smack you back. Sounded like the answer to the I Ain't No Joke track. For a second, they ain't look good. Little tension busting from Wine Dance to Brentwood. Misunderstood, all forgot at 16 when I met Freddie Fox. Toting burners, the whole coast most concerned was how was Rakim's flow made Christians convert with Islamic ways. Let the rhythm hit him was the third LP. A sophisticated mean one. Before similar voices with King's Son, a few others, but sooner or later, the game was Ra's Kingdom. At 16, some was watching him, mesmerized, respect not jocking him. Was so amazing, besides, he came on the stage with lasers in his eyes. Walk with me now. Unauthorized biography of Rakim. Epilogue. Mother was a jazz singer. Nephew to R&B legend, Ruth Brown. Discography. Paid in full.
Hey, 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 this is Dallas Goldtooth here, and you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio at KFAI 90.3 FM, online at kfai.org. Keep listening, keep vibing, have a good time. Hookah!
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag of a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep pants, and all of a sudden you are say a Indiana Jones. And I take all the gold and take all the scrolls and even the buried bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I ever known. Put the worst on this place that the world can see, and that's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them coulda never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, that's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes, it gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future?
All right, welcome back. Twin Cities, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. The one and only collab we have tonight with none other than Junior Gong, Damian Marley. Hopefully some folks caught that show. I think it was 1st of September, a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
I missed that. I'm sure it was dope, though. Whenever the Marley brothers, Damian and Steven, get together, it's usually a stone cold jam. A party.
Stone Cold Groove,
Distant Relatives Stone was a collab album with Nas and the young Marley, Damian Junior Gong. Anyway, so we're about to get up out of here in a few minutes.
That's right.
It has been a blast celebrating Nasir Jones. It's also been a blast talking about things other than, you know, what's at the front of everyone's mind politically. We've kind of stayed away from there today.
Kamala Harris going after Joe Biden? Is that what we're talking about?
Political violence is not the direction we should be moving in.
No.
Neither is, you know, neither is false representation of where that violence is. You know, we're living in a really weird time here politically. And folks should pay attention. As Mr. Buckner mentioned at the beginning of the hour or early on, elections have consequences. Some are consequences that you can't even imagine. And I think we might be in that era right now, clearly. Protect your neck. Right?
I did order the book. Yeah.
What book? What book did you order?
The Harris book.
Oh.
Yeah, so I want to hear about it. I want to read about what she has to say. So more on that. I did order it.
Okay. And this was her take away of you know, taking on that presidential candidate role, you know, after Uncle Joe stepped down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That should be an interesting read. That was quite an amazing ascension and then, you know, unfortunate demise for sure.
Right, right. No, so more to come. I ordered it and I'll get it in Audible when it released, and should be this week, right?
It actually, I thought it was out last week, but
maybe it is. Oh. I'm looking for it in my library right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Double check. But it's again, we of course we have not been on the air since, you know, the tragedy in South Minneapolis. So again, we're still mourning. Still again, just devastated by what happened there, and we are definitely, you know, we as a people collectively have to get back to humanity, and we must understand that it never is to the point where we need to start going after our children for just because we're trying to, you know, deal with our pain and our anguish. That is not there. It's not anybody's. And even as much as we may disagree with people, we should not be to the point where we believe that the only way that we can get our point across is to end somebody else's life. And that is just unfair. So we still have work to do. We have a lot of work to do to take that temperature down. But we also cannot be here just to score the cheap political points either. And, you know, the life that we have in front of us is really really precious. And we have to understand that we're here together on this great rock called Earth, which is round, regardless of what people think. That we do have a chance to do something amazing if we work together. And that's our job right now. So that's what we're going to work on. And, you know, we're going to spread that peace, love, and those beats and those rhymes as much as we can at this time. But also remind everybody on this air, elections have consequences. And that means we have to start stepping up and start going from there. So for everybody that we have lost over the past several months, we say we're going to do better in your names. And for everybody who's out here right now, let's do better and let's be better. And let's try to figure out how we're going to get better and not believe that it's a zero sum game. So, you know, Minneapolis and St. Paul, you're up. Mm-hmm. Let's get this message going.
September 23rd, 107 days by Kamala Harris. It'll be released September 23rd.
September 23rd. Well, again, 107 days, and you're gonna hear all the tea because you're gonna make her money on this one. Because mm-hmm. Everybody's mm-hmm. wanna know what happened. I can tell you what happened. She was a black woman. She was an Asian woman, and she was a woman. And there you go. Next story.
Shame on us.
Yeah. Shame on all of us.
Well, and so we'll have more tomorrow. Next week is a fall membership drive. So there's some positivity. I look forward to seeing all our listeners and the listeners of KFI bring in the dough.
For the love of money.
Can we get some socks?
We can get some socks. Oh, I'm sure there's going to be some socks, some T-shirts. You know, go online. You can make that. Hey, you can make a donation whenever. You can make that mm-hmm. right now.
Well, you can do that now.
But go on and see what we have in store for you in terms of gifts for your very important, precious donations to the cause. Help us keep the mics and the lights on. That fall pledge drive starts next week. Kinshasa and Health Notes is coming next. Thanks for tuning in to another week, another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
Man.
We're about to get up out of here, y'all.
It should be 4% now. Is that what we're looking at now?
Something like that. I don't even know for the love of hip hop, we'll be back next week, y'all. We out. I don't even know what's
happening. Peace. There ain't no answers. I'ma figure something out though, yeah. Try to get my weight up.
Try to get all my watches in order. Get my safe up. Get great.
I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found what heaven was. Heaven on earth.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. The community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily the